Saskatoon, Regina, two Regina Pats and a pair of Saskatoon Blades earned spots on the NHL Central Scouting's preliminary players to watch list for the 2023 National Hockey League draft. Not surprisingly, Pats standout Connor Bedard figured prominently on the list. Projected by many to the draft's top pick, the 17-year-old forward was among the seven Western Hockey League players to receive a grade forecasting them as a potential first-round pick. Pats teammate Sam Oremba and Blades Tanner Molendik and Yegor Sidorov also were identified as possible draft picks. 43 WHL players made the list. 21 of the Major Junior League's 22 teams were represented. The list included a letter rating. Players, such as Bedard, with an A rating are projected first-round picks. A B rating would mean the player is expected to be picked in the second or third round. C-rated players are candidates for the fourth, fifth or sixth rounds. Some athletes received LV grades, which meant they have received limited viewing due to injury. As of Sunday, Bedard paced the WHL with 29 points and 13 goals in 15 games. Now in his third WHL season, North Vancouver's Bedard was the first player to be granted exceptional player status and compete in the league as a 15-year-old. Molendik, a defenseman, earned a B rating. The McBride, BC product has 5 assists in 12 games. Oremba, a Pats forward, received a C rating. The Regina product was traded home earlier this season from the Seattle Thunderbirds. The 17-year-old has a goal and 4 points in 12 games split between the Regina and Seattle franchises. Also receiving a C rating was Sidorov, a Blades right winger. Hailing from Vitebsk, Belarus, the 18-year-old is in his second Saskatoon season. Sidorov has 7 goals and 11 points in 5 games. Joining Oremba among the Saskatchewan products in the WHL who were rated are A. Riley Height, Saskatoon, Sask. Prince George Cougars, center Braden Yeager, Saskatoon, Sask. Moose Jaw Warriors, center B. Caden Price, Saskatoon, Sask. Kelowna Rockets, defense Kalen Lind, Shaunavon, Sask. Red Deer Rebels, left wing, C. Noah Chadwick, Saskatoon, Sask. Lethbridge Hurricanes, defense Dylan Ernst, Weyburn, Sask. Kamloops Blazers, goalie Callum Parkerl-Clavitt, Sask. Victoria Royals, defense Ben Riche, Bethune, Sask. Moose Jaw Warriors, center Regina Pats over the weekend. American WHL teams visited Regina for the first time since the 2018-2019 campaign. The Everett Silvertips slipped by the Pats for a 3-2 victory on Saturday night. Jesse Heslop staked the visiting Silvertips to a 1-0 lead in the first period. Boria Vallis and Bedard scored in the second period, with a goal by Everett's Jackson Berezowski sandwiched in between, to make a 2-2 tie by the second intermission. Bedard's marker came on the power play. Austin Roast scored the game winner in the third period. Drew Sim stopped 21 shots for Regina. Everett's Braden Holt had 27 saves. The Pats pummeled the Tri-CIY Americans, 7-3, on Sunday. Regina outscored their visitors from Washington State, 4-1, in the first period. The Pats scored 3 times in the second session, including a Bedard power play goal and a Ty Spencer shorthanded marker, to take a 7-1 lead. The Americans scored twice in the final period. Bedard led the way for Regina with 2 goals and 3 assists for 5 points. Cole Dubinsky also recorded 3 assists. Bedard, Spencer, Vallis, Easton Armstrong, Tanner Howe, and Leighton Feist did the scoring for Regina. Jordan Gavin, Parker Bell and Tyson Greenway had Tri-Cities goals. Matthew Keeper made 28 saves. Tomas Sukunik started and made 9 saves on 15 shots for Tri-City before giving way to Nick Avakian, who had 14 saves on 15 shots. Before tangling with the U.S. squads, the Pats fell October 26 to Moose Jaw at home. The contest had been slated for the previous Sunday but was postponed due to poor weather. The Warriors came out hot and took advantage of Pats' penalties. Jagger Furkus and Braden Yeager both scored on first-period power plays. In the second session, Alexander Suzdalov got a power play marker of his own. However, the Pats were unable to tie the game. Drew Sim made 20 saves on 22 shots for Regina. Moose Jaw goalie Connor Unger had 19 saves. The Pats' five-game homestand continues this week with game number 4, playing the Swift Current Broncos on Saturday. Saskatoon Blades. The Blades went 1-1 on the road last week. Tyler Parr powered the Blades to a 2-1 victory over Medicine Hat on the road on Friday. After two scoreless periods, Parr lit the lamp twice in the third on power plays. Tyler McKenzie scored for Medicine Hat with the man advantage in the final 6 seconds of the period to create the final score. Austin Elliott stopped 28 of the 29 shots he faced for Saskatoon. The Tigers' Evan May had 29 saves. The Blades fell 2-1 on the road in Lethbridge on Saturday. The Hurricanes jumped out to a 2-0 first period led with goals by Jet Jones and Tyson Zimmer, on the power play. Lucas Hansen scored for the Blades in the second session, but the Saskatoon squad was unable to tie the game. Ethan Chadwick made 26 saves in the loss. Harrison Menahan made 29 saves for Lethbridge. The Blades return to Saskatoon to host the Tri-Cities on Wednesday and the Silvertips on Friday. The team hits the road to play in Brandon on Saturday.